We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Marco Polo arrived in Pekin, where Toktai informed him that Kublai Khan had given his consent to the forthcoming marriage between Pen Tan and Benedetta Corsini. Marco then persuaded Toktai to detain the messenger, who was about to return to Pen Tan with this news. A little later, Marco Polo went with Zolana into the presence of Kublai Khan. The Khan was glad to see Marco Polo and said he would confer upon him any favor which he asked. Then Marco asked permission to marry Benedetta Corsini. The Khan was startled at this announcement, and he said he would consider the matter. Then Toktai arrived with the news that the messenger had left Pekin to carry the news of the Khan's consent to Pen Tan.
I did not know that the messenger was to leave today, Toktai.
I did not think so either, most noble Khan.
The messenger must have left unexpectedly. I am afraid your task is hopeless now, Marco Polo.
If the messenger left 3 hours ago, mayhap the Khan would lend me one of his fastest Arab steeds. I swear to overtake the messenger.
You may be able to do that.
The messenger would go by the road over the mountains, a road which is unknown to you, Marco Polo.
But you know the road, Toktai. I beg that you go with me.
With the Khan's permission, I will gladly do that.
I cannot have the messenger harmed. He is employed by Pen Tan, one of my most loyal and noble subjects.
Oh, I do not think Marco Polo would harm the messenger.
He will come to no harm, I swear it, most noble Khan. I will but detain him for a little while. Please, I beg of you, give me your aid. This is the first time in my life that I have ever been really in love. I would do anything so that I may wed Benedetta Corsini, and I cannot be happy without her.
I thought once that you loved me, Marco Polo.
Yeah, it seems that Marco Polo falls in love very easily. He must have loved his four wives in Venice when he married them.
Poor Marco Polo. Those four wives are causing him endless trouble.
This is no laughing matter. Set any task upon me, noble Khan, and I swear that I will carry it out, if you will but grant this request of mine.
You have performed many notable tasks for me, Marco Polo, and I do not like to refuse your request. You may go after the messenger and seek to detain him, but he must come to no harm. Then if you can persuade King Pen Tan to give up this idea of marriage with Benedetta Corsini, you will have my blessing. I will go further. I will journey to Zaitun myself, and I will speak with Pen Tan on your behalf, but I will not forbid the wedding. More I cannot do for you, Marco Polo.
I ask no more, Mr. Khan.
And you will find a beautiful woman who might steal the heart of Pen Tan?
I will do my best. I have someone in mind.
Uh-huh. I would like to set eyes on her.
Well, mayhap you will set eyes on her. Zolana, you shall come to Zaitun with me. And we shall be present either at the wedding of Pen Tan or Marco Polo.
Marco Polo, if we are going to waylay that messenger, we must leave now.
I am ready, if the Khan will oblige me with a horse.
Marco Polo and Toktai shall have the two fastest horses in my stable. Let that matter be attended to at once. Now go, Marco Polo and Toktai. I wish you well. Mayhap we will meet again in Zaitun. But mark this well, Marco Polo. If any harm comes to Pen Tan's messenger, if any harm comes to Pen Tan, then you shall die. You must fight for your happiness and your life. Those are the words of Kublai Khan. The audience is over.
Marco Polo and Toktai hastily left the palace, mounted on two of Kublai Khan's famous Arab horses. They galloped away from the city across the trackless desert, and at nightfall they were still galloping under the velvet eastern sky. At last they came to the foot of the mountain, near the stronghold of Manji the robber chief. Here, Toktai called a halt.
We shall wait here a while, Marco Polo.
Oh, we must press on, Toktai. My life, my very happiness depends on it.
Wait, hear me, my friend. I think that we have outdistanced the messenger.
We pass no one on our way here, save one traveling caravan.
Hear me. I brought you the quickest way to the foot of the mountain. Here the messenger must come, if he is to take the mountain track. But he would not take the path across the desert which we took. He would come by the Great Western Road, knowing that he had left early and had time to spare. And he would not be riding hard as we did.
He started 3 hours before we did.
I know it. But we must wait here a while on this mountain track. Quiet. Someone comes now.
Is it the messenger?
I know not. Draw back here behind these boulders. We shall tether the horses.
A solitary man rides towards the mountain track. I see him now.
I will step in his path. Quiet a moment.
Stranger, I bid you stop. Who challenges me? I bid you dismount and speak with me. I come with orders from Kublai Khan.
Ha! You speak words of foolishness. I have but lately left the presence of Kublai Khan. I am now bearing a message from him to my master, King Tantan.
Messenger.
I see that there are two of you. Who are you to waylay honest men on their business? Stand aside and let me pass.
I am Tokai, the governor of Pekin. The moonlight shines upon my face. Look upon me and tell me if you know me.
Yes, I know you, my lord Tokai.
Then I bid you dismount.
I will not dismount. I ride now to my master, King Tantan. I must not be delayed.
Would you disobey my orders?
How did you reach here? When did you leave Pekin?
What is that to you? I order you to dismount. I have told you that I come from the great Khan. He bid you turn back. Return to Pekin. He would have speech with you.
No one shall stop me. I ride on now. Turn out of my path. I warn you, I'll ride over you if you seek to bar my way. Now I set spurs to my horse.
Not so, you shall not pass.
Release the reins of my horse. Who are you?
I am called Marco Polo.
Marco Polo. So you arrived in Pekin.
I did. And I have spoken with the great Khan. He wishes to alter the message which he gave you. You must return.
You are lying. I bid you release hold of my horse. I will ride on.
You will dismount, or I will pull you from the horse.
You dare to lay hands on me? I am a king's messenger. And help me, Marco Polo.
Marco Polo, what have you done?
I seized him and he struggles, and he fell from his horse.
He lies so still.
Let me look upon him.
He set his head upon this rock. Is he dead? I know not.
Let me look closely. He is not dead, but he might be close to death.
Remember what the Khan said. If any harm came to the messenger, then you were to die.
But this man must not die.
Oh, you should not have pulled him from his horse.
Oh, I was half crazed. I did not mean to injure him. I merely meant to stop him.
The Khan said that the messenger was to come to no harm.
We are not far from the stronghold of Manji. We will take the messenger there and try to nurse him back to health and strength.
Yes, if he doesn't die before we reach there.
You lead the horses. I'll carry the messenger up the mountain pass myself.
Choctai led the horses, while Marco Polo carried the unfortunate messenger. They struggled on towards the robber stronghold, and eventually they arrived there. Marco Polo led the way to the house of Manji, and on arriving there, sent for Kinsai, the daughter of the chief. Choctai, aid me to lay the messenger gently on this divan.
Has he stirred, Marco Polo?
No, but he still breathes.
Marco Polo, they told me you had arrived.
Oh, Kinsai, I need your aid.
What has happened?
Look you upon that man who lies on the divan. He is at the point of death, but he must be saved. If he dies, then I die.
Marco, what words are these?
Ask no questions, Kinsai. Are there any learned men here? Any physicians who might save the life of this man?
My father's physician is here in the village. I will send for him at once.
Remember, my life depends on it.
I will remember. Wait here until I return.
Do you intend to remain here until the messenger recovers, Marco Polo?
I cannot do that. But I will ask you to remain here, my friend. Then bring me news in Zaitun. I am going there with Kinsai.
So you think that Kinsai may make a suitable bride for King Pentan?
I hope so. She is very beautiful.
Quiet. See. He returns now.
The physician will be here soon, Marco. I will bid servants wait with this man until the physician arrives. Come, you are both in need of rest and refreshment. You will tell me your story later.
We do need rest and refreshment, Kinsai.
Then come, follow me.
Very well.
Hours passed, and Marco Polo and Choctai were given food and drink. They rested, And then Marco Polo told Kinsai as much of the story as he wished her to know. After a while, she went to receive the report of the physician, who was attending the messenger. Toktai and Marco Polo waited together.
Tell me, when do you intend to leave here, Marco Polo?
As soon as possible. I fear that Benedetta may be in some danger. And I am longing to see her again.
Oh, the physicians of these parts are skilled men. And mayhap this one will be able to save the life of the messenger.
Oh, I hope so. If only we had a Venetian physician here.
You boast about your Venetian physicians, my friend. We in this country have studied the art of healing for many centuries. And no doubt the life of the messenger will be saved. See, Kinsai returns now.
Well, Kinsai, what news? Will the messenger be saved?
I have evil news for you, Marco Polo.
Evil news?
The physician says that the messenger cannot live through the night.